listening to the Generation Y podcast, your source for everything from the 90s to early 2K, with your hosts, Josh and Amy. Get my grip.
You get along. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
What is your favorite snack from the 90s?
Dunkaroos.
Mine would be, let's see, 3D Doritos. And guess what, everyone? We're talking about 90s snack food today. And
snack
drinks.
Food that you might have forgotten about.
So we always say we're excited because we're always excited to do this podcast, but I'm really excited for this one because I like to eat.
It's near and dear to our hearts.
I like to eat and I like to drink, and I will start off by saying this. We ate like crap as kids.
Yes, we did.
We did not eat well.
No.
But Amy did a wonderful list here and of 90s snacks and drinks that are no longer around, and
there are a couple that are still around.
Yeah, a couple of them come back.
Or made a comeback. And you might know what we're talking about.
Yeah, so we'll get into that in just a minute. I'm wicked excited to go through the list that you've made today, and we're gonna play some awesome commercials, which is my favorite part of every episode we do. Is either commercials or some when we do music, the music clips. So that'll
I
be
love
fun.
The commercials.
And you know, I guess the one thing I will say real quick is. A couple of these things have made a comeback, but a lot of these things, and we'll get to the list, but I look at these and I go, why are these not still around? There's some stuff on there that I'm like, yeah, probably wouldn't fly today. People are more health conscious, I feel, today than they were back when we were growing up.
Oh, I have one that I need to talk about, but we'll get into it.
But I feel like some of these aren't really that horribly bad for you. And come on, people, moderation. Everything's good in moderation. And a few of these I think really should come back. So we're going to start a petition or... We're going to write to our local senator.
I actually have a Facebook page that I've never done anything with. I think it has like 30 likes. I've never shared it or anything. The Dunkaroos movement, to bring the Dunkaroos back to the USA.
You should harness the power.
I should do something with that
of this podcast,
page.
Which had almost 5,000 downloads last month, which is huge for us.
Oh, I know.
5,000 different listeners listened to this show last month.
Okay.
So
I'll share, just for fun, like it might not even go anywhere, but just for fun, I'll share the Dunkaroos movement page on our Facebook page. There's a petition on that page that I like signed up for and everything.
Seriously, we gotta push this. Every episode we gotta push this.
You gotta go on and sign the petition. Get Dunkaroos back in the USA. They have it in Canada and people are literally smuggling it over the border. Did you see that video?
We did.
No, like legit smuggling it. Like boxes and boxes
really?
Of it. Yes.
I don't blame them. We should get in on that action. We could be rich. We don't live that far from Canada. We live in New
I know.
England.
We live like an hour away from Canada.
We'll go to Canada. We'll smuggle in the Dunkaroos. And we'll sell them in the black market via our Facebook page for this podcast. I'm sure all of the wonderful listeners at home and everybody who listens to tunes into the Generation Y Radio Network will be like, hey, I want some Dunkaroo action. And here's the thing is, you know, what's it normally for a package of Dunkaroos? Like a buck?
I don't remember at all.
A couple bucks? So, would you not pay $5 for that? Think of the inflation.
Yeah.
We could make some money here.
Oh my gosh.
No.
This is genius.
I don't have the time to smuggle Dunkaroos into the country.
I do. I'll go.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh, what if the FBI is listening? I will
I don't think it would be the FBI.
Do that.
I don't think the FBI would care. I'm pretty sure the FBI's got bigger problems right now to care about you smuggling Dunkaroos into the country. But anyway, we'll get to all that in a minute and go through our list and play some awesome commercials. And real quick... I wanted to mention a couple quick thank yous. I just gotten a part of it, but we had over 5,000, or almost 5,000, not quite. That was like 4,980, something like that, listeners last month. And that's separate downloads of the podcast. And that doesn't even count the actual plays on our player on our website and the embedded plays. And this is just downloads.
Yeah.
Which
is amazing.
I mean, I remember we did a podcast before, and we've played an episode of that in our feed here, which was the Mr. Techie's Computer Academy podcast, and back then we were excited when we got like a couple hundred downloads in a week. I mean, we're getting like 2,000 a week now. Like I think this month will be 6,000-8,000 downloads, which is crazy.
You guys are the best. Like, it's just the best community is like the 90s kid generation.
And all the shout outs that we get. I got another one to mention today. We had the Beat family last week. Oh, hey, you got 2 shout outs. You're special. You got 2. 2 for the price of 1. But like, you know, we have Lyle Perez from the Amazing Advertising Podcast, and we have all these people who write in normally. And you know, we mention a lot of them because they comment on our stuff on Facebook. But I just feel, you know, Thanksgiving just happened. I just feel very thankful for our whole community and everybody that likes the page and watch, you know, listens to the podcast and kind of watches what we're posting.
Oh,
and
you should play that music from Full House.
No, that'd be weird. And
the dad talk music.
And I'm gonna have to put I'm gonna have to put that in now. Thank you,
Michelle. I think we have to have a little talk.
I lined up all my animals. They go to little to big.
Look, sweetheart. Why do you want your animals like that?
Because they're neat and they're clean and that's the way you like them.
Sweetie, come here. Honey, I think it's wonderful that you want things neat and clean. But sometimes your dad likes things a little bit too neat and too clean. And too much of anything is not good.
Even ice cream?
Even ice cream. Look, I think maybe you should be a little less like your dad, maybe a little more like your sisters.
You want me to be a slob?
No, I don't want you to be a slob. But just because your dad likes things neat and tidy doesn't mean you have to be exactly like me. I just want you to be Michelle Tanner.
I can do it.
That's great, honey. Now, are you sure you want your animals to sleep like that?
Could they sleep on my bed with me?
Yeah, but only if you get in it. Go ahead, I'll throw them to you. Okay?
Okay.
Here's Blinky and Pookie. There's Jimmy.
I'm also very thankful for our radio station, Generation Y Radio Network, which perhaps you're listening to this on that right now, because we do air re-airings of the podcast on there every Saturday night, starting at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We air that, and the Lyle Perez's awesome, amazing advertising podcast. We were doing a countdown show, and what I discovered was we get a whole bunch of listeners at 9 o'clock, or we first started doing it was at 8 o'clock. A couple weeks ago, we get a whole bunch of listeners and then they drop off. I think it's everyone's like us.
Everybody's like we gotta us go to bed. They need to go to bed.
So at some point we're going to start up doing the countdown show again, probably after the holidays, and we'll do it a different night so that everybody can listen to both of them, which will be good. Do you have anything else to add? Other than that was my quick announcement. So I'm going to do a couple shout-outs at the end.
No.
People wrote in. All right. So let's get to your awesome list. So these are all snacks that and food that started in, this is all just 1990 on, right?
There was one that came out in 1989.
Is it good? Will I allow it?
I think, actually, you know what? I think it came out before that, actually.
Well, if it's really good,
but it was really popular in the 90s.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm talking about.
So there's a few on here that I have no idea what they are, so I'll let you start off. How about you hit the first one on our list here.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys remember Sprinkle Spangle cereal.
I have no idea what that is.
It's the cereal where it kind of tasted like a sugar cookie, and they had sprinkles all up in the cereal, and they were kind of star-shaped.
That seems unsafe. Sprinkles in the cereal?
Yeah.
So they just, somebody put in glitter and glue on pieces of cereal?
No, it was, like, baked into the cereal.
It seems even worse.
And it was really good. And I remember, like, always wanting the cereal, and I was only allowed to have, like, a little bit of it at a time.
So how much sugar did this box of cereal have? Or a serving of cereal?
A lot.
A lot. I'm noticing that everything had more sugar in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. They've cut out a lot of sugar.
That's why we're
so
happy in the 90s.
No, it's why we're all diabetic.
We look back on it fondly because of all the sugar we were able to eat.
Yeah.
So, you want to play the commercial real quick for that, and then we'll go on to the next one?
Sounds good.
All right.
Sprinkle Spangles taste so sweet, taste so crunchy.
But we spangle every angle with sprinkles.
Sprinkle Spangles starts with a great sugar cookie taste, then spangles every angle with colorful sprinkles, making it a sweet and crunchy part of this good breakfast.
But we spangle every angle with sprinkles.
With this Sprinkle Doodler Sheet, you can doodle in the color of sprinkles. One Sprinkle Doodler Sheet free in marked boxes of Sprinkle Spangles.
Yep, I definitely have never heard of that cereal. That's weird. I don't remember eating that growing up.
Honestly, I think you lived under a rock.
No, I know of a lot of things that you didn't know of.
I don't think so.
I definitely did.
No.
One of the things on our list I don't think you ever heard of until I talked about it, so. The drink that begins with the E.
What?
You had never heard of that before we talked about it?
Yes, I did.
Let's jump to that real quick.
Okay, yeah.
So, my favorite growing up came in a little juice box made by the Hi-C.
That was the one I was talking about in the 80s.
Oh, that started in the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Remember it? Well, maybe. So, the movie Ghostbusters came out, and Hi-C decided to make a giant green can. And it started off as a can first, then they went to a box, and then now it's available in cans and boxes. It's made a comeback in the past year because of that Ghostbusters movie that bombed that nobody went and watched. That horrible remake of Ghostbusters. But anyway, we're talking about, of course, Ecto Cooler. Let's watch the commercial, then we can talk about it.
This summer, coming to a supermarket near you, there's going to be a great new Hi-C flavor with an outrageous food taste. And what are we going to call it? Ecto Cooler. Hi-C Ecto Cooler. Slimer's new food drink. You've been warned.
So I thought you hadn't had Ecto Cooler before you met me.
I did when I was really young. I just forgot about it. I couldn't remember what it tasted like.
So it is like the most delicious drink ever. It's amazing.
It's so sweet. Didn't we look at like the sugar content that one? It's like a ridiculous
amount of sugar. A little box. So a juice box is what? 4.5 ounces?
Yeah.
Is like the amount of sugar in an entire can of Coca-Cola.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Like a 12-ounce can of Coke has the sugar that's in a 4-ounce juice box.
Oh my gosh.
But it's delicious. But this Ecto Cooler thing was huge. Like, there was such a following. People were, like, there was recipes online and videos on YouTube of how to make it at home. And you had to buy tangerine juice, orange juice, and then you had to add to it, like, 2 different kinds of Hi-C. You had to add to it, like, 3 more scoops of sugar. Like, it was insane. But some food coloring to make it green. But, like, people were making it at home, and it was a close approximation. And then I saw a video of some people that were, it was brilliant. It was, I think it was Comic-Con or it was E3. But it was one of those things where, you know, all of us fellow nerds like myself, I've never been to one, I want to someday, but we all gather and there's those people that do the cosplay and all that. So it's one of those events where it's like all about, you know, retro pop culture, video games, comic books, that sort of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a food truck, and this food truck sold 2 things. Grilled cheese sandwiches and Ecto Cooler. They had made their homemade version of Ecto Cooler, and they'd made it in like gigantic vats.
Could they call it Ecto Cooler?
They called it. No, I don't know if they did or not. I don't remember what they called it, but everyone knew it was Ecto Cooler. And they're charging like $11 a cup.
Oh my god!
And it was like, you know, you go to the fair.
That's genius.
You know, you go to the fair and they have the cup of like, you go to get lemonade. It's like this cup and it's full like 90% ice.
Yeah.
So it's hardly any juice. And people were drinking it. It's a YouTube video, and they were like, "This tastes just like Ecto Cooler." Oh my god! But people were paying like $11 a cup for Ecto Cooler.
That's so funny.
And of course, now that you can get it right now because they re-released it, of course that all went away, and now they can't do that anymore because the real thing's out there. But I don't know. I mean, they said it's limited time only, so we'll have to see if it sticks around or if it disappears, because I'm not quite sure what's going to happen with it.
Just leave it around.
If you guys have any thoughts on any of these, if you love Ecto Cooler, if you just tried it for the first time, or you like Sprinkle Spangles or any of the other ones we're going to talk about, you can message us on Facebook, comment on the thread we'll post after this episode goes up, or you can email us at
GenerationYPodcast@gmail.com.
Sweet. So let's move on to the next item on our list, which is something that I ate, and you definitely ate. You probably like this more than I do, because I'm not big on these sorts of things, but I've had it, which is String Thing.
I love String Thing, and it's so funny because, you know, I've asked my friends, and we've talked about snacks and that sort of thing, and not a lot of people remember String Thing. My mom didn't even remember String Thing, and we always had it in the house.
I remember eating it. But, like, it's been so long, I don't remember what it tastes like, per se.
It tasted kind of like a fruit candy.
It's not
candy.
A Twizzler, right?
No.
Twizzler, off topic, do you like Twizzler Pull and Peel?
No, I don't.
Because this, I feel like, kind of reminds me of that.
No, it doesn't taste anything like Twizzler Pull and Peel.
But it's sort of shaped like it, though, right?
No, it's not. So you have this little, it came in, like, a yellow, big, rectangular package.
You're making hand motions, and you know no one can hear that. Unless can see that. It's a podcast. They can hear it. They can't see it.
And they can't see that I'm drinking wine, either. Anyways, so
how we roll.
That's why I'm so happy. Anyway, so that it was, like, in a rectangle package, and it was on cardboard, and it's this thin string, like, kind of like a shoelace thickness, and it was laid out in different shapes.
Oh,
like a rocket ship, or
like stars,
or like swirls, and you pull it off the package.
I do remember that.
Big
now.
Long string, and you can like slurp it like spaghetti. I don't know.
It's a brilliant idea.
It was
like,
so good. It was one of my favorites. I used to eat them constantly.
It's a brilliant idea because if you had like a movie tie-in, You could very easily make whatever shape you wanted. You could do like, oh, it's a Lion King string thing. Oh,
that's
a
good idea.
It's a Toy Story string. I'm sure they did it. I'm sure they did that. They do it with like fruit snacks.
Yeah.
Like a new Ninja Turtles movie comes out and they do turtle fruit snacks and they do Disney fruit snacks and they do, and all they are is the same gross, waxy, rubbery thing of sugar that they just shape into different shapes.
Oh, you know what?
And then you're always holding the fruit snack in your hand and you're looking at the box and you're like, what the hell shape is this? I think it's a face. I don't know what this is.
You know what flavor I really like, though? Fruit snacks, like the kids' fruit snacks. Well, so they have, like, all the different colors, like the translucent ones. And then they have this one blue one. It's a solid blue color.
That's the worst one.
That's my favorite one.
No.
Oh, my God, my favorite
either
one.
Orange or red.
It's
like
solid
anything.
Blue. You can't see through it. And
orange
I don't
or
even
red.
Know what flavor it is, and I just eat them all.
Orange or red?
No.
Oh, it's something that's not on this list that just made me think of, and then we'll play the commercial for string thing because we're way off topic here. But Gushers.
I love Gushers.
That's still around though, right?
Yeah, those are still around, and we can blame my weight gain on Gushers when I was 17.
Why?
Because, long story short, I had hurt my back in dance class, so I was out of commission for a really long time. I couldn't dance or do anything. And, you know, naturally, I was 17. I was really thin from dancing and everything, and I still thought that I could eat whatever I wanted. So I would legit gorge myself on Gushers and, like, Pop-Tarts and French fries from McDonald's.
You're gonna die.
I don't even know. And I gained, like, 30 pounds.
Gushers are amazing, though.
I ate so many Gushers. I don't know what... Oh, my God. I could sit there and I would eat, like, 10 packages at a time.
It's so satisfying because you bite into one
They're
and it, like,
so
explodes.
Good. I know.
It's kind of like, it's still around, you have to go to the right store. It's kind of like, I remember eating Gushers, and I remember eating the wax soda bottles.
Okay, weren't you not supposed to eat the wax, though?
You don't swallow the wax, but you bite off the cap
end. Okay, well, I was dumb, and I didn't know that as a child.
It's wax.
And I ate the wax.
Ew.
I thought it was the candy.
You bite off the top,
and
you squirt the, like, sugar water into your mouth.
My parents were kind of clueless when it came to that sort of thing.
Go ahead, honey, chew on it. Like, boy, this has no flavor. What is this?
I just like would chew on it, and I didn't understand why
on, like,
it tasted so
wax.
Gross.
It's like straight up wax.
I was a dumb kid.
Hence, yours the name wax soda bottles.
I was a little. Calm down.
All right. Anyway, so let's play string thing commercial, and then let's get back on the wagon because we've gone off the rails.
Hey, what's this thing? It's Fruit String Thing, the fruity snack thing that lets you do crazy things. It's a wacky hoop thing, a loop-de-loop thing, swinging vine thing, a fishing line thing, a walk-the-poodle thing, a fruity noodle thing, a tasty thing, Fruit String Thing, you can make it your thing.
I totally remember that commercial. I really do. It's funny, a lot of these commercials, like you know, of course we watch them all on YouTube, and that's where we find most of them, but it's like, you watch some of these and you haven't seen it in 15 years, 20 years, and you watch it and it like instantly transports me back to being a kid, like sitting in my living room, because most of these today, all these snacks are just really bad and probably why it's sort of doesn't happen anymore, not illegal, but they don't do it anymore. But back in the day, with us growing up, and it's kind of a sad thing for me, is we watch Saturday morning cartoons, right?
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore. And I think the last ones aired like a year or two ago was that there was a big article in the paper that was like, I think it was in USA Today, like, this weekend is the last weekend of Saturday morning cartoons. They're done.
Which is horribly sad.
But I guess now, like, the advent of Cartoon Network, you can turn on Cartoon Network and you can watch cartoons on Saturday morning. You don't have to
watch it.
I don't think it's the same either. But all of these commercials we're playing today were all played during Saturday morning cartoons because that's how you convince kids to go out and buy horrible snacks or convince the kids to convince the parents to go out and buy horrible snacks.
Isn't there a limit now on TV?
There's some sort of rule with advertising.
With commercials.
Yeah. That's kind of what was the undoing, at least in the U.S. And obviously we have listeners from all over the world. So I'm interested if you have an idea of how it works in your country, please write in and let us know or comment on our Facebook page. I'm not sure how it works in the UK or in Canada, which is where we have a lot of listeners. But here in the US, they had passed a law a few years ago that actually limits, it doesn't make it illegal, but it limits some of the amounts of, advertising that can be done for these sorts of products. And what that actually subsequently did was it killed Saturday morning cartoons because all of a sudden advertisers weren't spending the money that they were otherwise spending.
It's so sad. Everything is just money, money, money.
If you think about it, like, what other kinds of commercials play during Saturday morning cartoons besides food and drinks?
Toys.
Toys. But toy commercials, like, yeah, they played them year-round, but their big push was what time of the year?
Christmas.
Christmas time. So during the rest of the year, it was more food and drinks. And, like, when you and I have watched old, like, VHS tapes or, like, videos on YouTube of old 90s commercials, the vast majority are either fast food or food and drink, because that's just what was they were just pushing on kids. So kind of interesting, but it makes me happy. So I'll take number three, and then you can talk about some more, too, because you just talked about earlier in your plan. Number four. We skipped around a little bit. So Dunkaroos, which is a snack food from Betty Crocker, first launched in 1990. And it consists of a snack-sized package, which includes cookies and icing. So they took the whole, like, my other favorite thing growing up was Handy Snacks, the crackers with the cheese, with the little red plastic thing to spread the cheese. Or, like, they had the one that was, like, pretzels with cheese.
Yeah.
Or what was the third one? Those three. Oh, breadsticks and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, they had one that was, like, some sort of breadsticks with, like, peanut butter, too.
I don't remember that one.
But anyway, this was, like, taking Handy Snacks and taking it to, like, ultra-glutton level. It's, like, ultra-glutton. It's like, let's have cookies covered in sugar and dip them into freaking icing. It's, like, straight-up frosting.
Oh, this is my favorite
It's delicious.
Snack.
So the cookies were meant to be dunked in the icing before eating. I had a friend that would sit there with his finger and dip it in and just eat all of the frosting.
That's what I did!
Are you serious?
Yeah. Ew. I would purposely only put a little bit on my cookies, like, a little on each one. I'd run out of cookies,
nasty.
And I'd have all this frosting left. And I would, like, stick my tongue in the hole. And, like...
See, and here you go. So, okay. Hold on, hypocrite. So everyone listening at home. So, I was explaining how when I was a kid, I used to take chicken nuggets and dip them into sweet and sour barbecue sauce. And then I'd be done and be a little bit of sauce in the sauce packet.
Okay, that is disgusting.
And I would lick the rest of the sauce out with my tongue. I think Amy's going to throw up. Why does that bother you so much?
It's freaking sauce. It's just so gross.
No way.
Oh, my God. You used to make me, like, so nauseous. Like, when I went to school, there were, like, the nerdy kids who would, like, eat ketchup on everything.
Excuse me.
And, like, I don't know why back then we considered them the nerdy kids. Because people put ketchup on stuff. That's what people do. But back then, we considered them the weird kids because they put ketchup on everything. And
I'm not putting on everything. I'm just
they
a
literally
bit of sweet and sour
no.
sauce.
They
it.
Literally like would take the ketchup packets and like put it in their mouth and eat it. Like it just makes me so sick thinking about it.
You don't do that?
No.
I used to take that mayonnaise. So, I used to take
oh
mayonnaise packets.
Stop.
And make a sandwich.
No.
And then I would eat the rest of the mayonnaise.
That is so disgusting.
It's kind of gross. Now that I think about it out loud, it's kind of gross.
That is.
I'm gonna get an email or some Facebook message. Someone go, what the heck is wrong with Josh?
I can't, like...
Well, you just said you did it with frosting.
That's not sauce.
See, to me, frosting is sickening.
Frosting
like
is a food.
Straight up, frosting is sickening.
So it's delicious.
It is delicious, but on a cookie, not...
So, no, sauce, it's a condiment. It's like a... It's,
let's move on.
No, let's we can't. I need to talk about this.
So,
it's
the...
gross.
Okay, it's like we're going to continue.
Thick and like...
Let it go. Let it go. It's like that song from Frozen, Let It Go. So, I didn't know this. So, individual packages of Dunkaroos contained 10 cookies, which is nothing, and 1 cubic inch of icing that you licked with your tongue and ate.
I did.
So, would you eat the cookies after, or would you throw the cookies away?
No, I ate the cookies first.
You didn't waste the cookies?
No.
See, my friend would eat the frosting, eat like 2 or 3 cookies, and go, yeah, I'm done with these cookies, and you'd like throw them away.
Why?
I don't know. He just wanted the frosting. I'm like, why don't you just have your mom buy a tub of frosting?
I remember being really, really messy with those when I was little. I don't know why, because it's such a small little cube of frosting. I remember when I was like 5 or 6 and I would eat them. I would get them all over, get the frosting all over my hands. And to this day, I still don't understand how I did it.
There was sprinkles in the frosting, right?
Yeah, the vanilla.
On all of them, right?
Yeah, I always got the vanilla one, though.
It was what, vanilla and a chocolate?
Chocolate.
So, the cookies were made in a variety of shapes, the most common being a hot air balloon, and other shapes included, let's see, lost my notes here, a circle. See, I remember the circle with the D in the center. That's the one I remember. Or, there was, like, feet. It was, like, the feet of the kangaroo. Oh, we totally didn't mention the mascot. So, the product's mascot, for those who haven't seen the commercial, which we'll play in a few moments here, is a kangaroo. And the original mascot was named Sydney, which is like this Australian guy, wore the hat and the vest, and it kind of spoke It was kind of like Crocodile Dundee, the movie. Like, mm-hmm. that's kind of his character. And at the height of their popularity in 1996, a contest known as the Dunkaroos Kangaroo Kangahoo, well, that's a mouthful. Dunkaroos Kangaroo Kangahoo Search was held, resulting in the new mascot, Duncan, named the Duncan Daredevil. I don't remember that. I remember Sydney.
Yeah, I don't remember the Duncan Daredevil.
So, as you stated earlier, the product remains in production only in Canada.
So sad.
And in 2016... Canada has
everything.
Okay, this is madness to me, okay? 2016, General Mills, which is a company that made it, we just said that, announced a
Canada... I thought it was Betty Crocker. Oh, is that the same thing?
Do they make I think they own Betty Crocker now.
Okay.
Yeah, General Mills is like, they make cereal. I think they own Betty Crocker. Yeah, mm-hmm. they own Betty Crocker. They announced a campaign called Smuggle the Ruse, where they're actually encouraging Canadians who are traveling the United States to bring snacks to Americans who want it or give it to family or friends that live in the
US. Oh, so
that
is a thing.
It is a thing.
Okay.
But they're not saying sell it. They're saying come and gift it to people.
Oh, okay. So why, if they're acknowledging that it's such high demand, why aren't they selling it?
It's weird. Everyone sign the petition. You need to post this.
Okay, I will.
When we post the episode up, you got to post
the
petition.
I'll do it tonight.
Okay. So, there was, multiple flavors, including vanilla icing with chocolate cookies. I've had that one. Mm. Chocolate icing with graham cookies. I've had that one. Strawberry icing with vanilla cookies.
I've never had that one. I think that one's a newer one.
And rainbow sprinkle icing with chocolate chip graham cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, I feel like that one was just regular graham cookies, not chocolate chip graham cookies.
I don't remember.
I remember it was vanilla icing with the sprinkles.
Yeah.
And it was like a graham cracker cookie.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
There was no chocolate chips in it growing up.
Okay. It was sprinkles.
In the icing.
In the icing, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
No chocolate chips.
So, yeah, we got to bring back Dunkaroos.
Do it up.
We haven't put the commercial yet, have we?
No.
I lost track of her. Let's put the commercial, and then we'll come back and talk about my favorite thing in the entire world. It made my whole life when it came back. And then we'll continue from there. So let's play this commercial. We'll be right back.
Dunkaroos is the cookie you drunk for as much frosting as you want. So how do you do your Dunkaroos?
The thunderous thunder dunk. The big wind-up dunk.
Dunk a Dunkaroo in as much chocolate and vanilla frosting as you want. So, how do you do your Dunkaroos? Now we've mixed yummy chips of chocolate in a creamy vanilla frosting. New chocolate chip Dunkaroos. Hip hip for chocolate chip.
Okay, I love that commercial, but we talked enough about Dunkaroos. Let's move on. My favorite thing, which I'm currently out of, let me add, I'm complaining. We're actually going on a business trip, which is why we had to record this thing tonight, because we were busy with the holidays, and Amy and I both were sick, and... It doesn't really matter, but it's been a couple of weeks. We said we got to record one because we're going to go away for a week and we're not going to be back, and I want to make sure we get one up so that next week we can get another one up too. We need to look and see if they have this in any of the stores where we're going to be.
Because
we're going to be down in Kentucky.
Yes.
Because right now, currently, you cannot get this product in any store where we live. You can only get it online on Amazon. And for those who are trying to guess at home what I'm talking about Surge.
My mom calls it nuclear waste.
Let's play the commercial. There's not a lot of talking in the commercial, but it's kind of cool. Play some sound effects, whatever. Let's play the commercial because it might trigger somebody's memories of this drink. And then we'll come back and I'll talk about how or why I love it so much.
It's a fully loaded citrus soda with carbos. Feed the rush.
So, I do love Ecto Cooler, obviously. We talked about that one already. But Surge, for me, is like the number one drink of the 90s. And I'm not the only one that thought that. Because
I didn't drink a lot of it.
What happened was this. Kind of like you're talking about doing the whole petition to get Dunkaroos back. A group, I believe, called the Surge Movement, I think is what it's called.
I'm on their Facebook.
Started petitioning, like, 6 years ago. Like, we're talking, this is back, maybe before even Facebook. I remember seeing it on YouTube, on MySpace. And they were petitioning, and people joined the group, and they had events, and they actually found out there was a soda called Urge that was, like, in Norway.
Wow.
That tasted just like Surge, but I think it was like, it was, advertised or marketed. That's what I was trying to look for. Marketed. Had a brain fart from it. It was marketed as like a, as an energy type drink. It had a little more caffeine in it. And then people were actually, they had a program. You went on their website. They had like a message board and you could buy Urge and people were like helping each other out. Oh, I'll buy it and we'll join in on the shipping. And they would all like kind of pay together on shipping. So they get a case of it somewhere in the U.S. and they would ship individual bottles out to people. Like it was crazy. Like people were like,
that's cool though.
And then like, I know like as, even as recent as, I want to say, this is gross, but like maybe 6 or 7 years ago. I mean, talking about this soda got discontinued in the early 2000s. So we're talking about 6 or 7 years ago. Let's say it's six. We're talking about 2010. So people were still buying like 8-year-old cases of like the fountain syrup.
Yuck.
On eBay because they had like a home soda fountain, which is one of my dreams for our next house. We'll have a home soda fountain. They're buying the syrup and still drinking it.
Ew.
Like 8 years later.
Oh, who is that guy that does the, so he drinks like the old Crystal Pepsi. The Have a Good Day.
Oh, the LA Beast.
Yeah.
He's like my favorite guy on YouTube.
You guys should go check out his videos though.
I was
gonna
mention Crystal Pepsi after, but you've already done it. We'll go back to Surge in a minute. That's okay. Go back to Surge in a minute. So Crystal Pepsi's another one, like came out. Crystal Pepsi's different. Cause like if I talk to somebody about Surge and say, hey, did you have Surge as a kid? Everyone's like, yeah, they say, I don't remember it. Or they say, oh my god, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Crystal Pepsi, people were like, either I love it, or they were like, that crap was disgusting.
Yeah, a lot of people hate
because
it.
Because it came out, people like, it was a weird time, and I want to say that was more, that was in the 80s, was it not? Late 80s?
Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah.
That was early 90s,
was it? I'll look it up right now. The magic of doing a podcast and having a computer sitting in front of you. But we had to suffer through New Coke, right? No one liked New Coke.
I forgot about New Coke.
It was horrible. New Coke came out. That was 80s. And
no.
New
there
Coke?
There was a Coke that came out when I was younger that I swear it was New Coke.
Looking up right now.
Okay, go ahead.
85.
No. Okay, yeah, 85. What was there? There was a Coke that came out like, I want to say like late 90s, early 2000s. It wasn't Coke Zero.
They had Vanilla Coke that came out for a while.
No, it was like before that.
I don't know.
Oh, that was going to bug me.
There was the Coca-Cola made a soda. It was called like OK.
No.
It was called OK and it had it. And we didn't mention it in the list because it didn't do that well. And people aren't fond of it. But it was like a different flavored Coke. It was more of like a... I'm a big cola fan, so like I like RC Cola and I like Pepsi. I like them all. I don't drink it a lot because it upsets my tummy, but I like it occasionally. Yes, I said tummy before you start laughing at me. but like I remember New Coke coming out. No one wanted it because they took Coca-Cola away.
Yeah.
And they made this New Coke, and of course, then a year later, or not even, they released Coca-Cola Classic. Remember that growing up? It was said Coke Classic, even though they discontinued New Coke, and it went away. They kept calling it Coke Classic until, like, I think into the 2000s. It finally reverted back just being regular Coke. But New Coke people hated. Crystal Pepsi, same sort of thing. They were like, oh, here's an idea. Let's make a clear soft drink and make it Pepsi or make it a cola.
It tastes gross, too. I don't like it.
See, I like it.
I don't like
it. But I like it because for whatever reason growing up when I was real little... My parents never bought me Pepsi. They bought me Crystal Pepsi. I remember getting it at the gas station. Mm. Yeah, that or Sprite. I don't know if it's because it was like clear or clearer. I don't know.
Tricks your body into thinking you're drinking
maybe,
water.
Well, maybe they thought it was better because it didn't have like the brown color. Because we knew a while ago artificial colors are horrible for you.
Yeah.
So maybe my mom, you know, my mom was very health conscious growing up. Other than the fact that we ate fast food a lot. But like... It was weird. We'd go back and forth. Like, we'd be like really health conscious for like 2 weeks.
She was the 90s version of health conscious.
Well, no, we'd be health. No, for like 2 weeks, we'd be like really health conscious and you can't eat that. So my mom used to look at stuff. She'd be like, you can't eat that. It's got preservatives. You can't eat that. It's got this, got that. But then we'd get McDonald's. Like, go figure that one out.
That's like what we do, though.
But yeah, that's true. You just outed at me to everybody. But I think like, I don't know. I feel like maybe it was like clearer. So they're like, oh, it's clear. It must be good. We can drink. There's no brown color. I don't know.
Who knows?
But you were right. I was wrong. Crystal Pepsi, 1992 to 1993.
Wait, what was that? What'd you
92
say?
To 93.
No, before that.
You were right. I was wrong.
Oh, that's how it usually goes.
Don't want to go to your head too much. For all you married men out there, you understand what's happening right now. you derailed my thought train.
You were supposed to talk about Surge.
You mean all off topic.
Went away.
It's all right. We're reminiscing about everything that's 90s food and drink. So, Crystal Pepsi, definitely, you love it or you hate it. It's one or the other. And that's made a comeback. And you can still, I think, at this point, you can still get it in stores a little bit. And they're saying limited time only. Now, Surge is back for good, supposedly. It's not limited time. It's back. It's back, back. So it started first on Amazon, and you could buy it in a case on Amazon. And the one thing is they went with the cans are these huge cans now. They're not like, instead of a ball, they went with like a, how big of a can is that?
Big.
That's, it's not a 40-ouncer.
No.
Is it like 32 ounces?
What's an average can? 20?
20 ounces is a bottle, usually.
Is that bigger than a can?
Well, cans usually 12 ounces.
I think I want to say it's 20 ounces.
But it's just a can instead of a bottle? Okay, whatever. So it's in a big can. You can pick them up at certain gas stations and convenience stores. But Surge, for me, it's like, I liked Mountain Dew growing up.
Not me.
But Surge was Mountain Dew on steroids. It was, like, better. It had more sugar. It's called Surge for a reason.
Did you have... This, like, when you were in school. It was
toxic green colored, looked like neon, like nuclear waste.
Like, speaking of Mountain Dew, though, did you have, like, a group of people that drank Mountain Dew
in your school?
Like, what's up with that? Like, when I was younger, like, teenager, late teens, there was just this group of guys. I remember, like, I had some guy friends, and all they drank was Mountain Dew. And I don't get it.
They were trying to lower certain counts. I won't elaborate because it's a family-friendly show.
It's true. That's what they're trying to do. That happens. No, but like I just didn't know if that was like a trend in, with young teenage boys in the early 2000s, like with Mountain Dew. If that was just like
a thing. It's weird. You think about like people, you never saw like, remember the kids would walk around your school with like a 2-liter bottle of soda and just drink out of it?
No.
That never happened at your school?
No.
Literally, there was kids at my school, literally.
We weren't allowed to bring soda.
They would
soda.
Walk around with a 2-liter bottle of soda and drink out of
you
it.
You guys were allowed to bring soda in school?
You could bring whatever you wanted.
We weren't allowed.
Well, you couldn't bring in booze, but you could bring whatever you want. You could bring in soda and stuff. Yeah.
No, we weren't allowed.
I mean, remember Hot Lunch? And that's a whole separate episode. So we'll do like 90s Hot Lunches.
Yes.
But like they used to sell, I mean, it's crazy compared to now. They used to, I could walk up and I could buy a chocolate-covered ice cream bar.
Yeah,
I could buy
ice cream and chips.
I could buy like a bag of chips.
Mm-hmm.
I could get a soda out of the vending machine.
See, our school didn't have the soda machine turn on until 4:30.
See, ours didn't care because we got big bucks from the Coca-Cola company.
Wow.
And free scoreboards for the sporting events, like in the gym and stuff. They gave big bucks.
That's Coke so and Pepsi. Sad, though.
Like, they donate a lot of things. Yeah, but you think about that. They donate a lot of money to schools, though.
But they're also pushing their sugary cancer causing.
They are delicious. So Surge is my favorite, and if you enjoy Surge, you can let me know on Facebook, and we'll be best friends for life.
Yeah, BFF.
Let's move on to another horribly, horribly bad drink for you. But
I can talk about this one.
This one I didn't like as much. You go ahead and talk about it.
I'm talking about it. Shush.
Go ahead.
Chatterbox over here.
Go ahead.
So next.
Please now, go ahead.
This was one of my favorite drinks. I remember getting a package of this in one of my Easter baskets, and I thought it was like the best Easter ever, was Squeeze-Its. I used to love these things, and I think back on it now, and they tasted disgusting.
Thank you.
They were gross. They had no flavor.
I was
flavor.
Just saying that, and you yelled at me. I hate them.
They weren't good, but were these I loved the ones with the them
twisty,
as a kid. Yeah.
Twisty top?
The little twisty plastic
top. The little propeller thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you turned it off, and you squeezed the little juicy thing. And they came, like, in different shapes, different characters and that sort of thing. But, I mean,
wasn't it like cartoon characters, basically, the different bottles?
Yeah, but they weren't that good. They were gross. And I don't understand what the big deal was about them. I think it's just because the fact that the kids got to squeeze them and they were cool looking.
And they're full of sugar.
Yeah, and they're full of sugar.
I look at a lot of things now I would have ate as a kid and I go, I like that.
I've seen something similar to Squeeze-Its in grocery stores. I don't remember what it is, though.
I went into the dollar store recently.
Okay.
You're going to laugh. Everyone at home needs to know that I go to the dollar store and Amy gives me crap about going to the dollar store.
I do. Okay, can we just talk about when I first met this guy, he literally would eat his meals like from food from the dollar store.
Hey.
He one time bought a freaking steak from the dollar store and he cooked it at home.
So
I looked at it and I swear it was like horse meat or something.
I'm not.
It was so disgusting. I cannot believe you ate
that. I'm not
that.
The only guy that does that because
so
I know.
It's so
bad. I used to do that. I know there's a channel on YouTube. I can't think of the guy's name right now. I was going to give him a shout out. Who, so for people in the UK who listen to us, you guys have a similar, I think it's the pound store. You go in and everything's a pound. And they have a similar thing, too. There's a guy in the UK who does, like, reviews of nothing but food from the pound store.
Okay, but this is America, and it's the Dollar Tree.
That's true. And a pound is worth more than the dollar.
So I guarantee...
So most of the dollar things are lesser quality.
And we're from America, so we can say this. American Dollar Tree is, like, a little bit more trashier than the UK, I imagine.
Well, I just said the pound is worth more, so yeah, of course.
I'm just saying, like, you know, food from the Dollar Tree...
But like,
is a no-no.
You know, some things that we don't have here, I miss out on. Like, apparently, and somebody can write in and tell me. And if you want to, like, gift ship me one, I would take it. In the UK, supposedly, in the video I was watching, you can get cheeseburger in a can. It's legitimately a bacon cheeseburger in a can. You open it up, pull it out. Delicious.
No.
Does that seem wrong?
Yes.
So, anyway, I saw you squeeze it to rip off at the dollar store.
Oh my gosh.
To end my story.
Anyways, I sound like a bitchy woman. Oh, I can't swear.
That's all right. That's not horribly bad. You can drop the F-bomb. We'll allow it.
Complaining about my husband shopping at the Dollar Tree. Anyways, so, Squeeze-Its.
So they've been gone for a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 2001. They discontinued them, and General Mills says that they have no plans to bring them back, which I understand because they're really not good.
I feel like they wouldn't do good now because of the sugar content.
Exactly, and there's just better stuff to choose from.
Having said that, though, they still sell Little Hugs, which is not on this list.
Aren't Hugs really nutritious?
The crap out of that as a kid.
Don't they have a ton of added?
No, yeah, they add like vitamins to it.
Yeah,
I
meant like they're not nutritious. I meant
they add
vitamins.
For people that remember Little Hugs, for those of you at home, it's like a barrel.
Yeah.
It's like a plastic version of like a little barrel.
They have the like in the elderly homes, they have them drink these, I thought. Because they add a bunch of vitamins to them and like calcium.
I mean, it's good for you.
But I'm just saying they...
Were you just telling me that kind of vitamins doesn't even do anything to your body? Like you just like pee it out?
Yeah.
It's not food-based, it's just added vitamins?
Yeah.
So basically it's sugar water with vitamins. I'm doing air quotes.
Yeah, basically.
But though, Squeeze-Its are disgusting. Little Hugs... are delicious. I love Little Hugs.
I don't remember drinking those. I don't think I ever did.
So let's play the commercial for Squeeze-It, and then we'll go on to the next one, which you can talk about, because I never ate this either as
a
kid.
What?
Okay. So let's play the commercial.
Squeeze-It fruit drink squeezable characters are so much fun.
I'm leaving.
You'll really get into them. You're in, Smith!
Now say cheese.
So why not squeeze a little fun into your face? Squeeze it, fruit drink. Squeeze the fun out of it.
Okay. Next one up is a favorite I know of Amy. She talked about it a lot, eating as a kid.
And when we play the commercial, you'll be like, oh my gosh, yes, I remember this, because it has the catchiest song.
It's
the Wonder Ball.
I just don't like the idea of
wonder,
this.
Wonder, wonder, what's in a wonder ball?
Which is a complete rip-off of a song from the 50s, but that's okay.
Oh, yes it is.
It's like the Wonder Who Wrote the Book of Love song, just redone. You know that, right?
No.
Wonder, wonder, who wrote the Book of Love? Never heard that song before?
No. Yes, I've heard that song. Okay. I didn't know it was a rip-off.
It basically is.
Oh my gosh. So basically what it is, it's a little ball, and it's chocolate with candy inside. And they did, like, Disney characters, like the Lion King and the Dalmatians.
Wonderful!
Oh, I wonder, wonder, whom I do, I what's in my wonder ball? Who knows what surprises a wonder ball can hide? Yummy, nasty chocolate with candy shapes inside. Oh, I wonder, wonder, what's in my wonder ball?
Toy Story! I got Lion King!
Mine's Dalmatian! Lots of candy surprises, plus a sticker. Nestle Wonder Ball. It's candy and chocolate and foil in a box.
What's in your Wonder Ball?
And this actually just popped into my head. How were these legal? Because Kinder Eggs are not legal.
It's candy.
But Kinder Eggs?
It's still allowed because it's candy.
Is Kinder Egg candy? No, that's a prize.
No, Kinder Egg's a toy.
Oh, okay.
See, growing up as a kid, I used to eat Kinder Egg. So all you people that live in Canada and the UK, you guys are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The US sucks, and apparently parents can't figure out that, I don't know, if you have a 3-year-old, don't hand them an egg filled full of plastic objects and say, please go chew on this.
They're the reasons that they need to put those little tags on hair dryers that say, do not use while sleeping.
Well, they're the reason why people have to have a warning on their coffee now from McDonald's. Just warning, coffee's hot. No crap. And if the cup spills and you burn your naughty parts, then it's going to hurt. It's hot coffee.
I saw you, like, trying not to say the word.
The gears were turning. I'm like, how do I say this and be appropriate? It's ridiculous. And so now we can't have Kinder Egg. See, Kinder Egg, when I was a kid, when we were kids, there's Kinder Eggs. You could still get them here. Mm-hmm. My dad would give me Kinder Eggs. Anytime he got me a Wonder Ball instead, I would be disappointed. I'm like, what the hell is this? I don't want candy. I want a toy.
I used to love the Wonder Ball.
Because the toys and Kinder Eggs are kind of cool. Unlike Cracker Jacks, the toys like, here's a piece of paper. It's not fun. At all. For anyone. Now, was the candy... Stop laughing at me. Was the candy, like, fruit-flavored?
I don't even... It was different colored, like, little mini candies. It kind of reminded me of the candy that you get at the grocery store in the little 25-cent machine.
So it's, like, horribly crappy candy.
Yeah, it's not even good candy.
Is the chocolate at least good?
No.
Excellent. So, let's move on to something that's actually delicious. So, my next... I feel like there's a lot of this episode of you laughing at me.
That's because I had wine. I need to not have wine.
No, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. So, the next item on the list is something near and dear to my heart, which is the Ninja Turtle pies.
I've never had those.
You never had these?
No. I don't remember them at all.
It was amazing.
I was not a big Ninja Turtle person.
It was a pie... How dare you say that?
I wasn't. I was
we like, love Ninja Turtles in this house.
I was a stereotypical little girl. I was not... Although I liked the Power Rangers, but I was never into Ninja Turtles.
Well, it's unfortunate, because you know what our next episode is going to be of this podcast?
Ninja Turtle?
All about the Ninja Turtle TV show. And a little bit of the comics, but mostly TV show. That's what we all watched growing up. So that's the very next episode of this podcast will be all about Ninja Turtles, or the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles in the UK. Because the word ninja was deemed to be too violent for children.
Oh.
Didn't know that, did you?
See? They got class in the UK. And
I love it.
America,
I want to go there.
Knockoff Squeeze-Its at Dollar Tree.
I'm too poor to go there right now, but I'd love to visit someday and go see London and all
too.
That.
Me too. I would love
Being
to.
A big Beatles fan, I'd like to go there. So, these Ninja Turtle pies were made by Hostess. They came with a free sticker inside of it, every pie, which was amazing, because I always collected the stickers. And they were... Basically like a nice pie. You'd like this, a pie crust, a very flaky pie crust, like a regular pie, filled with nothing but vanilla pudding, filled to the brims. Like, it oozed out of it when you broke it open, and it was covered in a green, turtle green sugar frosting layer. Like, they dipped it in hot melted frosting and it hardens.
That sounds fantastic.
It was the best thing on the entire planet.
I'm kind of pissed I never got to have any of these.
And, It was out, you know, it came out when they first had the,
Okay, I'm looking at pictures of them right now, and they look really gross.
No, they're delicious. When they first had the movies, it was big with the movies. But they don't have them. And like, some of these, you say these look gross, some of these are people trying to make them at home.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't get them anymore. It's horrible.
Oh, so
like, yeah, it's right here. Like, it's covered in green frosting.
It looks like a giant pepper.
It's filled with... No, it's a pie. It's like full... They make other pies. Like Hostess still makes an apple pie and a chocolate pie. And they're like this, but they're not green and they're not like that.
Oh.
But they're that shape. They're like a, kind of like a... It's like almost like a pie calzone is the way to think about it.
Yeah,
it's like folded in half.
I'm surprised stuff like that hasn't come back yet, considering the turtles are really... They're still really popular.
I don't understand why. But... That's all right. I mean, there's other weird things, like Pizza Hut had four different pizzas for a while when the movie came out a couple years ago. They had the Michelangelo pizza, the Donatello pizza, Leonardo pizza, and the Raphael pizza. And I think Michelangelo was what? We're looking at a picture right now. Pepperoni, ham, and pineapple, and jalapenos. It's just totally a lie, because if you watch the cartoon, and we'll get to this when we do our episode, hopefully next week on the Turtles... They didn't eat regular pizza. They ate, like, gumballs and tuna fish and, like, peanut butter and, like, salami and, like, these, like, weird combinations. And our daughter, like, sees that and she's like, oh, I want to try that. Like, no. No, you're not ordering a weird pizza with peanut butter. But one of the places in town makes pizza with peanut butter on it.
Ew.
Yeah. Down the street.
Can't get into that.
But I loved these pies as a kid. Let's play the commercial. And then we'll move on to the next item. But this is something that's got to come back, especially with the popularity of the turtles again now.
I agree.
I loved it. Does it look delicious?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're heroes in a half shell. We're baking a surprise. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pie. Fresh from the sewers to
to you.
Their minds are delicious, you know that's true. Because they're filled with mutagen goo.
That's vanilla pudding goo.
They've got the tastiest, flakiest, greatest crust.
Even better than our pizza.
And it's free. Like us, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Pies. Fresh from the sewers to you. Radically sweet.
They can't be beat.
And there's a free turtle sticker inside. That's me.
New from Boston.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Pies.
So, I guess, Skip, we'll do that other one, my other two little things at the end. We're looking at our list of notes here. So, Wow Chips, her notes say, Mato de Lestra, which we'll explain in a minute what that is, and a, I'm gonna censor this for everybody home, Poop Storm. Poop Storm. It's true. It's true. Can I tell my little story? I have a story. You never heard a story before. I have a story.
No, you told me this story.
So, there was a big commercial during the, and this is what, early 2000s?
Wow,
I don't think, was this 90s for real?
Pretty sure.
I'm going to Google it right now, or Yahoo it, because we have Yahoo up. Let's see, Wow Chips.
Wow Chips warning was
98. So, there was a commercial during the Super Bowl. And it was all about these Wow Chips. And of course, when I was younger, I actually wasn't fat like I am now. I was actually pretty skinny. I played soccer and stuff. But I was always like very, I realized pretty early on like that I need to watch what I ate because there's just like diabetes and there's things in my family. That's why I'm trying to like be healthier now. There's things in my family that are health issues that I need to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always like, oh yeah, I don't want to eat. Cause I used to eat a crap load of chips. I would come home from school. And it'd be like the big serving bowl that you would serve like a salad in. I'd layer it, okay? I'd have like ridges at the bottom or like wavy lays. And then I'd have your cheese doodles. And then I'd have some pretzels. And I'd have like three or four different snacks.
Glutton.
And like, I'd make my own like snack mix and I'd eat it, this huge bowl. And if I had to sit down now and figure it out, I bet it was like 1200 calories.
Holy crap.
Of course, as a teenager, a growing teenager who played soccer and ran a lot, you didn't really care because you had metabolism, you know? But thank God I didn't do that now because I would, you know, I'd be 9,000 pounds.
We'd have to roll, Josh.
But I was very mindful. So at some point, it kind of dawned on me, like, you know, wow, if I don't, if I don't stop eating like this, I'm going to have some health problems. So I started trying to be more and more mindful of what I ate. And so this commercial, which we'll play in a minute, really spoke to me as I was like, oh, this is healthier. So they sold it as a low calorie potato chip.
Fat-free
potato chip. Well, was it lower in calories, too, though? I thought it was.
It said completely fat-free.
Yeah, fat-free potato chip that basically it was... They sold it as, like, a diet chip, which doesn't make any sense. Because even if it's lower in calories, it's still, like, 140 calories a serving. And if you eat the entire bag in one sitting, you still ate 1,000 calories, whether it was fat-free or not. And so everybody, you know, was on this whole fat-free craze back then. There was Diet Coke, and it was fat-free this, fat-free that, fat-free salad dressing... And so this really kind of struck a chord. So people rushed out and they bought it by the bagful. My local Grand Union, which doesn't exist anymore, back in the day, I remember going like the day after the Super Bowl and they didn't have a single bag on the shelf. They were all gone. They sold them all out. So I waited like a week and a half and I went to my local store and they had some. I was like, well, hell, I'm going to try this. So I bought a bag. I think it was like sour cream and onion or maybe barbecue. It wasn't original. It was a flavored one. And went home and ate half the bag. So I went to a friend's house, and we're all hanging out. And at some point, I didn't have my car yet. I couldn't drive. Wasn't old enough to drive. I was 12 in 1998. At a friend's house, parents had just dropped me off, and my stomach started rumbling. And I'm like, huh, well, that's weird. What's wrong? And to say, you know, to make a long story short, I had an accident. And I was very upset about this whole scenario because I thought I was the only one.
I can't believe you just shared that.
I don't
with
care.
Everybody.
It's fine.
Oh my
all 5,000 listeners can laugh with me all at the same time.
Or laugh at you.
At me. Yes, they're laughing at me. No, they're laughing with me, Amy. They're laughing with me. And so I'm very upset. I'm self-conscious. My parents have to come pick me up. I just went in like, you know, I just pooped my pants. Come pick me up. And so I go home. And I was really upset. And I'm trying to figure out what the heck's wrong. Well, I wasn't the only one who had ate these chips. Some of my friends at school ate chips too. And luckily for them, they didn't have the same experience that I had because they were at home and ran to the toilet in time. But they're all like, wow, I was so sick, you know, last week. And I'm like, really? And so stuff started coming out in the news, these stories about, hey, FYI, Alestra.
It was Alestra, yeah.
Yeah, Alestra, which is still used in some products, by the way. Alestra, which is what they use, they fry these WoW chips in. It's a type of oil. Can cause horrible diarrhea if you eat too much. And so I went on the internet, went on my AOL back then, you know, I've got my dial-up, and welcome, you've got mail. And went on there and read some articles, and sure enough, millions of people were complaining about pooping too much.
Oh my god.
After eating these chips, and they pretty quickly, I want to say they probably got discontinued pretty quickly. Let's see, I'm looking it up right now.
I remember, I don't even remember them being on the shelf.
Okay, so I'm going to read this right off of Wikipedia, okay? Because it's this funny. It says, Lay's WoW chips were fat-free potato chips produced by Frito-Lay containing Alestra. They were first introduced in 1998 or marketed using Lay's, Ruffles, Doritos, and Tostitos brands. Initially popular, which is like right after the Super Bowl we're talking, charting sales of $400 million that first year, they subsequently dropped to $200 million by 2000. Let's see. As Alestra can cause anal leakage in some customers, warnings were required to be included on the packaging. The WoW bag bearing a warning that said this product contains Alestra. Alestra may cause abdominal cramping and loose stool.
Oh my god.
So the WoW brand, because it was so damaged by this happening, was renamed to the Light brand, and then they continued for a while under that name, but I don't think they even sell them anymore. But it causes anal leakage.
Wow.
That's a product you want to have. Don't you think at some point during the testing process, like quality control, they're like, our testers, they all tested it, and there was 50 of them, and 49 of them had an accident. Maybe we ought to not sell this.
I don't think they cared.
Wow.
I really don't think food companies care. They just care about making the quick money.
Remember the simple pleasures of being a kid? They're back. Now you can eat like a kid again, when all you cared about was taste. Introducing new Lay's WoW Potato Chips. They taste just as good as regular Lay's, and because they're made with Olean, they're half the calories and 100% fat-free.
Dad, how are we going to get home?
You know, son, you worry too much.
New Lay's WoW. Life tastes good again.
So now everyone's laughed at Josh's poop story.
Yeah.
So there's a couple things left on here on our list. Do you want to talk about any of these Waffle Crisp cereal?
No, I just put this on there just as kind of like honorable mentions. Like
Nesquik cereal.
Nesquik cereal, How Waffle about, Crisp.
Just made a comeback. You have French Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Which that one was amazing. Up it until was recently good. Was only available in Canada, again, because Canada's awesome and they're really cool.
Canada.
I'm trying to think of what else. Arch
the
Deluxe.
Yoo-Hoo?
We'll do it, man. Arch Deluxe was a big, like, that was like my favorite sandwich at McDonald's growing up. At some point, we're going to do fast food in the 90s because there's a lot of things, weird things in the 90s, like McDonald's hot dogs and pizza and some weird things we'll talk about. So we'll save that for a separate episode of the podcast. But I remember standing in line. McDonald's in the early 90s gave away the Arch Deluxe for free one day.
Oh my God.
It was like a trial thing. And I remember standing in line for a couple of hours at the McDonald's in my hometown with my dad to get a free sandwich for like 2 hours. Also, I remember, I want to say this is probably, I mean, this is not really, it's too recent to have in our podcast, but I'm going to mention it anyway. I remember like 2007 or so, Denny's had a free Grand Slam thing that they were doing. It was right after the Super Bowl. They aired a commercial and it was like a week later and you went into Denny's and I stood in line for an hour and a half for a free Grand Slam with a friend of mine.
That's funny.
And you walked in and said, are you here to order off the menu? And you'd say no. And if you said yes, there was two tables for people ordering off the menu. And the rest of the restaurant was a Grand Slam. You'd sit down and within 20 seconds, they would bring you coffee or ice water and they would bring you your food. Because you couldn't say, I want this instead of this. It was pancakes, bacon, eggs. That was it. And it was free. So I've stood in line for some free things in my day.
Free is good.
Free is good. I don't know if it's worth standing in line for 2 hours.
Free cone day for Ben and Jerry.
That's true, yeah.
Free cone day.
I'm trying to think what else. Boku.
Did everybody remember that? Oh, yeah. My grandmother used to drink Boku.
It was like a big, tall box. It was a weird-looking box.
It
had like a
foil.
Yeah, I loved Boku. That was good. I'm trying to think what else.
Oh, do you remember the Flintstones push pops? They're the round circles.
Yeah.
I used to love those. What the heck are they called? I think they were just, like, push pops.
Do you remember the, what the heck was it? Okay, so we could talk about this when we do our episode of, 90s, lunchtime things. But do you remember, like, getting lunch in the 90s, and did you get hot lunch a lot?
Yeah.
They had
yeah.
a triangular, this is maybe, a U.S. thing, they had, like, a triangular icy.
The fruit, yeah.
It was in a triangle, and you, like, had to, like, rip the top off of it.
Yes, and they were so messy.
And it was like a...
I used to get the blue ice. One.
It was like a popsicle, basically, but it was like more of a slushy type consistency.
Oh, I used to love those. You know what I used to do with them? Before I opened it, I would kind of crush them a little bit, like with my fist, make them so that they were a little bit squishier. And then I wouldn't open the top as much, and I would just kind of like make them kind of a slushy consistency, and they were really good.
Mm. So my last thing I want to mention real quick, even though they're still around today, but it's a shell of its former self, which makes me sad. is one of my favorite drinks, Yoo-hoo. I think everyone drank Yoo-hoo growing up in the 90s. You didn't?
No, I did not.
What?
I didn't.
Were you a Nestle Quick or a Nesquik person?
Yeah.
It's too thick. Gives me like a stomach ache.
It is. Yeah, no, it really is too thick. I can't drink it.
I love Yoo-hoo. Yoo-hoo, you can like drink a whole bottle. It's like it goes down easy. It's not thick. It's smooth. Apparently there's no milk in it because you can store Yoo-hoo for like 15 years and it doesn't go bad, which just kind of freaks me out.
A little bit.
But more importantly, do you know this? The Pope loves Yoo-hoo.
Really?
Like, I think that this is the Pope. I don't think it's the, I think that this is the Pope that's not the current one. I'm a bad Catholic. Pope Benedict, which is not the current Pope, I don't believe. Yes, because Francis is the current Pope. Pope Benedict, his favorite drink is Yoo-hoo.
That's funny.
And so when he went to the U.S. on tour, he wanted to buy several cases of the drink to take it back with him. Isn't that funny?
That's awesome.
So I just want to mention, talking about Yoo-hoo, now there's three flavors. You can get regular, double fudge, or strawberry. But back in the 90s, they had some weird flavors. Like they had a mint chocolate flavor.
Oh.
They had like a banana.
The mint one was gross. Was the mint one gross? I feel like that'd be good.
No, it was pretty good. I'm trying to find other flavors. Let's see. There, I'm bringing up an article here with all the flavors. Here we go. White vanilla, which was good. Remember that one? Strawberry and banana. Chocolate and banana. They had chocolate mint. Island coconut. I don't remember that. They had an eggnog, which I don't remember that, but I would have loved that because I love eggnog.
Oh, I don't like eggnog flavored things.
So if you guys had Yoo-hoo grow up as a kid, it was like my go-to. My dad and I would go somewhere. I was like, you know, if it was like a day with just like me and my dad, because my brother and I are like 4 years apart. So sometimes you do things where like you didn't want a little kid to go, but like I was old enough where I could go.
Mm-hmm.
We'd ride in his pickup truck and have a Yoo-hoo. It was fantastic. So if you drank a lot of Yoo-hoo as a kid, write in and tell me your favorite flavor. I really miss the chocolate mint or the banana, strawberry banana was really good. And it sounds gross, strawberry and banana. But it was so good. It was delicious.
Strawberry banana smoothies are good. Strawberry banana is a good flavor combination. Good.
Any other food items you want to bring up?
There's so many, but
there's tons.
Not enough
so,
time.
Obviously, we probably forgot some that people like.
I used to love like candy necklaces and that sort of thing, but they still have that stuff now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just love that sort of
thing. So if you have a favorite snack, candy, drink, whatever from the 90s, or we'll let you allow it if it's late 80s, because we all were alive in the 80s, too.
Or early 2K.
Or early 2000s. Please write in to our email, which is
GenerationYPodcast@gmail.com. And you probably, if you want a more immediate response, hit us up on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
I mean, we'll reply
we're,
to you right
We're
going to
post
there.
The episode. So if you want to comment on the thread, I'll put something in there like, hey, name your favorite foods from the 90s, and we will read you next week on the air. So before we get done, I have a couple shout-outs I want to mention real quick. Of course, I'm totally not prepared, so I got to pull up our Facebook page. And again, as always, if you guys have anything you want to talk about, you have any opinions about anything, you think that my story of me having an accident is hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I still can't
believe you shared that.
That's all right. It's okay. I'm confident with myself to share my wow trip story. It helped drive home how horrible of a product it is, okay? So I just want to say a quick hey to Keith. He wrote in. He's actually a podcaster himself. He talks about wrestling and video games. He said you forgot to mention Mama's House, which is one of the best shows on Nick at Night, and he loves the theme song. We did not mention that during our last episode.
I honestly forgot about that show.
And I told him, hey, thanks for the message, and we'll give you a shout in the next podcast. So, hey, Keith, thanks for listening. Definitely keep on writing it in, writing in and talking to us about your opinions or your memories of your childhood. So we'll post this up on the Facebook page real soon. As always, leave us reviews, please, on iTunes. That helps us.
Yeah, it really
just
does.
To keep growing everything. And if you go to our website, which is the Generation Y Podcast, or is it just Generation Y Podcast, right? There's no the.
Yeah, no, it's GenerationYPodcast.weebly.com.
You can hit listen to us live, and we have our live radio station 24/7 playing the best hits of the 90s and early 2K. We're up to, like, a wicked number of listeners now. We're getting, like, 2-3 a day. Now we're getting 30, 40 a day. And I was just looking, we're like, just for this month, we're, like, almost 200 different separate people listening to the radio station on a given week, so which is awesome. So we're hoping to grow that. We're hoping to have more content on that in the future. And, yeah, I don't have anything else.
Me neither.
So we'll be back hopefully next week. No promises, because we're going to go all the way to Kentucky. We'll try to make it back and do a podcast for you guys. And it'll be all about the Ninja Turtles. So if you guys have any memories about the Ninja Turtles, a favorite episode of a TV show, you have a favorite turtle. Mine personally was, what's mine? You got a guess.
Leonardo.
Leonardo, you're right. Yeah. My daughter's is Donatello. If you have a favorite turtle you want to write in about, please write in on Facebook, message us, send us an email and all that jazz, and we'll be back next week. All right. Have a great night, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.